morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Yesterday, I mentioned WERU's event in Bucksport that's coming up on Saturday. Here with all the details today and an invitation to join us is the Grande Queso himself.
My name is Matt Murphy. I'm the general manager here at WERU, and I'm very pleased and excited to be on Around Town with Amy Brown.
We are very pleased and excited to have you here, Matt. And everybody at the station is really pleased and excited about our plans for Saturday. So that's why you're here today, to let people know, because everybody's invited.
Yeah, everyone's invited to the WERU community gathering, spring community gathering. A few key words to keep in mind. Entertainment, we're going to have kind of a WERU's own variety show featuring some of our volunteers and staff doing their thing. We're going to start with Gray from Reggae Reprieve at 12:15, doing songs and playing guitar. At 12:45, it's Eddie Edelman from Soundings, and he's going to be reading a couple of his essays. He's a writer. 1 o'clock, Sarah Trunzo from Country and Northeastern is going to be performing some of her great music. At 1:30, Chris Pearsos, DJ Sosrip from The Groove Shop, is going to be playing some jazz on his saxophone. And then at 2 o'clock, fiddler Gus LaCasse and guitar player Pepin Middlehauser will be tearing up some tunes, some fiddle tunes, and tenor guitar. And Gus is one of the hosts of Climate and Community, and Pepin is a member of the staff, and he does New Potatoes and sometimes Jumping Tracks. And he does a public affairs show, Next Wave Radio Hour. So he's a busy guy. It's going to be a busy day. So that's the entertainment in the theater. In the lobby, we're going to have pizza, popcorn, and lots of mingling and socializing and getting to meet DJs and DJs getting to meet listeners and all that. That'll be great. We'll also have a microphone there for people who want to record station identifications and testimonials that we might use on the air. So to get your voice on the air, there's going to be an opportunity for that. And it's really going to be about celebrating community radio and celebrating listener support. And it's a free event. You'll be able to come in and, you know, if you want to make a donation, you can. If you just want to be there for free, it's on us. So come and have a good time at it's at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport, which is on Main Street in Bucksport. It's a great, great place. And you can find out more about the event at weru.org.
That was WERU's General Manager Matt Murphy. And again, the community gathering will be taking place from noon to 3 at the Alamo Theater on Main Street in Bucksport this coming Saturday afternoon. We hope to see you all there. Taking a look at what was in the main news 100 years ago today on April 18th, 1924, textile mills across the country, except for what was called in the paper the Far West, were slowing down or closing entirely. New England textile workers affiliated with the United Textile Workers Union were preparing to go on strike if any attempt was made to reduce their wages or lengthen their working hours. Potato growers in Maine had earned twice as much for their 1923 crops as they had for their 1922 crops, and Maine papers reported that a recent survey had found great optimism for the 1924 season, especially among potato and apple growers. And sadly, 32 people were left homeless after escaping an apartment building fire on Washington Avenue in Portland the night before. Some residents were forced to jump from windows, and several were cited as heroes for helping their neighbors. Fortunately, there were no fatalities reported. It's from the Maine News 100 years ago today, just looking through old Maine newspapers. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.